I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
546 at KSL. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Clicking on links in unsolicited emails or on social media posts could leave you with no money and no product. That's why the Better Business Bureau issued a warning to parents about scammers targeting back-to-school shoppers. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, Alpine School District has temporarily restricted access to 52 books in school libraries. Students will have to get parental permission to check them out. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
New crashes to add to the mix. One is westbound on the 21st South Freeway at about 20th West on the right. In Salt Lake City, an accident called out at State Street and 100 South. And a KSL traffic trooper saying there's now a second crash on northbound I-15 in Draper involving a white limo. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll see heavy rain potentially as more storms roll in again this evening. Then storm chances return again tomorrow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
88 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The CDC is no longer recommending staying 6 feet apart or quarantining after exposure to someone who tests positive for COVID-19. A man clad in body armor who tried to breach the FBI Cincinnati office was shot and killed by authorities.
Officers moved in using less than lethal tactics, and he raised the firearm toward law enforcement.
State Police Lieutenant Nathan Dennis. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he approved the warrant that allowed FBI agents to search former President Trump's home in Florida. He's also asking a federal judge to unseal it.
Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing.
ABC News has learned that people close to Mr. Trump are discussing the possibility of him challenging the motion to unseal. For the first time in NBA history, it's retiring a player's number league-wide, number 6, worn by the late Boston Celtics center Bill Russell. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Now the KSL in-depth. Salt Lake County lawmakers are stepping in to help with the Great Salt Lake. County Councilman Richard Snellgrove told Dave and Dujanovic they've signed on to a larger effort to save the lake.
We recognize first that the Great Salt Lake is a critical element of our environment and our economy. And as the lake recedes, the quality of life that we enjoy today will certainly diminish because the Great Salt Lake impacts so many diverse aspects of our life. And we must do everything we can at every level of government to reverse this trend and save the Great Salt Lake.
Snellgrove is worried about what will happen if the Great Salt Lake dries up. We've already seen some indication from Owens Lake in California. The Owens River was redirected for tap water for Los Angeles. So according to researchers, Owens Lake dried up and is now the biggest contributor to dust pollution in America.
With regards to mentioning what happened to Owens Lake, I mean, there's a well intended. However, the unintended consequences have been catastrophic. And if this happens with the Great Salt Lake, we've got mercury, cadmium, other toxic heavy metals, which will do significant harm to those of us living along the Wasatch Front. Now, at the county level, efforts we have taken, rather than just talk, what have we done to put our money where our mouth is? We are replacing the turf at 39 county parking strips with xeriscaping. Several of our soccer fields, many of our soccer fields are being replaced with artificial turf. We've committed to partner with municipalities within Salt Lake City, within Salt Lake County. There's 23 municipalities within Salt Lake County, partnering with them, contributing over $2 million towards water conservation projects. Whenever possible, we are renovating facilities.
That is Richard Snellgrove, County Councilman from Salt Lake. Davis, Weber, and Utah counties join Salt Lake County in the resolution with bipartisan support.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.